USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The United States has killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in a drone strike over the weekend. The CIA leading the operation and saying it took place in Kabul and there were no civilian casualties. Inflation, along with concerns about the government and bad leadership, are top of mind for Americans right now. That's according to a new Gallup poll. Those issues are at the top of a survey, with 17% of respondents being concerned about each topic. The economy in general is up next at 12% as Americans battle sky-high prices. Concerns about abortion come in at 8%. Following the United States' Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Voters in five states head to the polls on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Rescue crews are continuing to search for survivors in Kentucky after days of flash flooding. At least 35 people are dead, including four children. Kentucky Democratic Governor Andy Beshear says he's grateful for everyone helping.
Fish and Wildlife got a chance to thank them for all those rescues, and they're the ones finding most of the bodies, so make sure they're taking care of themselves.
The governor saying the area still recovering from the first round of heavy rain is now under the gun for another round of severe weather Monday. Russia is finally allowing grain to leave Ukraine. From the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau, Lance Pry has the details.
A ship carrying grain left the Ukrainian port of Odessa for foreign markets on Monday under a safe passage agreement. It's the first export of grain since the Russia invasion blocked shipping through the Black Sea 5 months ago. The deal was brokered by Turkey and key members of the United Nations.
This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has confirmed over 5,000 cases of monkeypox in the United States. In front of the Hartford Hospital in Connecticut, Senator Richard Blumenthal urges the federal government to produce vaccines for the disease through the Defense Production Act.
The federal government has the raw materials for 11 million doses. It should put those raw materials to work right away through the Defense Production Act and make sure this vaccine is available.
There are currently two types of FDA-approved vaccines used to prevent monkeypox, according to the CDC. Members of Congress, like Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn, continue to sound the alarm over Chinese-owned social media platform TikTok.
It is both a national security threat and a surveillance threat to millions of Americans. And think about what the Communist Chinese Party, who has a board seat with ByteDance, what they're doing with this information.
New Jersey State Assembly Speaker Craig Coughlin is scheduling hearings regarding the ticket industry's selling practices following very expensive Bruce Springsteen tickets on Ticketmaster. Tickets selling on the site for thousands of dollars per ticket. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.